This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear the latest on the Line 3 oil pipeline permitting process and visit a celebration for new Native physicians. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Honor the Earth and two Ojibwe tribes have filed petitions to strike down the environmental impact statement for the Line 3 oil pipeline replacement. Melissa Townsend tells us more.
Before a permit can be granted or denied for the new Line 3 oil pipeline, the state must release a report detailing all the environmental impacts of the project. On May 1st, after 2 years of research and community input, the State Public Utilities Commission declared the Line 3 environmental impact statement adequate and final. But throughout the last 2 years, tribes and Native-led organizations like Honor the Earth have said no, the report is not adequate. And now that the PUC has ruled it final, they are filing formal petitions for reconsideration. Paul Blackburn is staff attorney with Honor the Earth. He says, for one, the potential impacts on particular waterways are not well researched in the report.
I think many people know that St. Louis River Estuary and the Duluth Harbors has a great deal of contamination in it down in the sediments. And if there was an oil spill into those sediments, you'd have this combined mess of gloppy oil in the bottom of the harbor mixed in with all those toxic sediments. And the question is then, how do you clean that up?
He says if you start trying to remove the oil, you stir up the toxic sediments, and you've got a whole new mess. Honor the Earth is arguing for a more detailed impact analysis. In addition to Honor the Earth, the Mille Lacs Band and the Fond du Lac Band say the report needs to include a full accounting of the pipeline's impacts on Indigenous cultural resources.
The state needed to do a on-the-ground study looking for cultural resources on each route and say, how do we pick the route that affects Indigenous resources the least?
There is a separate report coming that will outline Indigenous cultural resources, but tribes want that report to be part of this environmental impact statement. Otherwise, they say, the PUC could make a decision on the pipeline route without knowing the impact on cultural sites in the area. These petitions to reconsider the environmental impact statement were filed on May 21st. The Public Utilities Commission has until the end of June to respond. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
May has been a month of graduations and celebrations. Earlier this month, four Native students graduated from the University of Minnesota Medical School's Duluth campus. Reporter Melissa Townsend caught up with them at a celebration hosted by the university's Center of American Indian and Minority Health.
Just tell me your name, introduce yourself.
All right, I'm Josie Scala. I'm a fourth-year medical student about to be a doctor.
Yay!
Josie's dad is from White Earth, but the other three graduates come from much further away.
My name is Aaron Heskelsey-Smith. I was born in Fort Defiance on the Navajo Reservation.
So I'm Tyson Burningham. I am from Polson, Montana, which is part of the Flathead Indian Reservation.
I'm Sarah Rowe. I'm 28 years old, originally from Antioch, California.
Sarah and the others say they were drawn to Duluth because of the program specifically for American Indian med students.
I just loved them and they made me feel like a family. So
all these graduates say there have been some tough times in the past 4 years. Josie Scala took a few years off between college and medical school. And she says the first year back was pretty tough. But she's felt more at ease each year.
I remember like in the beginning of third year thinking like, you know, it's hard to imagine that you'll get to the point where you feel confident and ready to like be on your own sort of. And I earlier this year like really started feeling that like, oh, I'm ready to be doing this. So I'm excited, still nervous, but really excited and happy.
Each of these graduates have proud families here tonight. Josie's dad is Clarence Scala from White Earth. He says he feels blessed.
She's done a lot of hard work, you know. I've always told her, I said, well, you can do whatever you want to do, you just got to do the work to get there, you know. I mean, she ain't a quitter, so.
Dr. Mary Owen shares his pride. She is the director of the University of Minnesota's Center for American Indian and Minority Health.
My heart is swelling for these graduates. I'm so happy for them and so thrilled for the work that I know that they're going to do for our communities. The physicians you saw here tonight are people who have been committed to Native people from day one, so they're such a great addition to our community.
That's the community of Native physicians, which just got a little bit bigger. Congratulations, graduates.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.